Many people have a desire to enter the world of investing, whether it be through real estate, stocks, or entrepreneurship. However, people often face self-doubt, a limited belief system, or simply a lack of knowledge to put behind their ambition. It's easier than you think to overcome these obstacles if you know exactly what's holding you back. Partner with Andre to forge new neurological pathways that unlock breakthrough strategies for income generation, reshape your belief systems, and construct your desired life. With over 15 years of experience in finance and a decade devoted to teaching wealth preservation, these achievements are no mere coincidence. One thing is clear, if others have done it, you can too. Start your complimentary action plan today at www.andrestewartauthor.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. If you've been searching for ways to break free from the 9-to-5 grind, scale or start your own business, generate passive income, or gain insights from others who have achieved their desired lifestyle, get ready. Prepare to be inspired as we provide you with invaluable tips, resources, and firsthand experiences from Andre and other industry experts who have accomplished remarkable things in their respective fields. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast, your roadmap to success. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Investing Uncensored Mindset Mondays. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I'm going to talk about the two primary problems that we experience that hold us back from being successful, whether it be living the type of life we desire, the Bugatti, the house, the mate, the trip to Dubai. I'm going to talk about that, right? And most of the time, the main reasons that we experience these, I would say, lack of reaching our goals is because of internal and external obstacles. And a lot of that, those obstacles lead from our internal representation. So like, if you think about it, if people don't know what the internal representation is, our brain has a filter. Because if it didn't, our head would explode, literally. We think about 11 million bits of information per second. So like, if you don't have this filter, how in the hell could we process that up that much information? But because of that filter, it comes down to about 50 bits of information, 50 to 100 bits of information per second. And the rest of that stuff is discarded based on our belief system. So if you think about that, a lot of the information that is discarded based on our belief system is kind of what shapes our reality. And so the way the filter goes, it goes deletion, distortion, and generalizations. Obviously, deletion is forgetting information, which is, again, what helps us get down there. And then we have a distortion, which is recalling the facts that may be different from what I think, your mom might think, or somebody else. And then we have generalizations, which is what I believe majority of the people base their opinions off of and make their assumptions, right? Generalizations is basically like a person making a blanket statement or just assuming something, which is what majority of people do, because who takes the time to sit down and when they read something online, research what that person has said? So no, most people are just generalizing whatever they say based on, you know, whatever their belief system has just deleted to give them those particular 50 to 100 thoughts that they have or bits of information in that period of time. So like, if you think about that, your internal representation equals your state of mind, which equals your physiology, which is what people see. So if you change any of those three, all of them are going to change. So you can see how changing your internal representation can change your overall life experience. I hope you can see that. So like, your internal representation is what can make a break or change your external experiences. And in order for you to get what you're trying to achieve or trying to, you know, whatever the goal is or whatever you're trying to materialize in person, you have to see that having enough external events is what's going to bring that to fruition. And in order for you to do that, you have to change your internal obstacles. Like, so if you have this little dude on your shoulder telling you bad things, feeding your state of mind, how are you going to manifest that in the physiology? How are you going to manifest that in the physical? Because first of all, a lot of times people have these limiting beliefs. So based on your internal representation, your limiting beliefs is what manifests or creates the life that you desire. So if you don't think that you can do something or if you don't think that you can, you know, get that job or flip that house, that's what's going to create their external events. You need to create more external events, whether that be like create this business, go out there and flip that property, or go out there and say you do a consulting business, get more clients. These are all external events that will allow you to make the money to go out there and get whatever that desired outcome is, right? So if you on the internal can't even conceive making that business or starting that business or making that $200,000 or $300,000, how do you think you're going to be able to create that external event to make that happen? So like, let's go back to the internal representation. So like the filter, you go through, like I said, deletion. You forget a lot of things. So you forget a lot of stuff. And so you can sit on Instagram or you can watch YouTube videos, right? But if your internal representation or your belief system doesn't fit what you're watching, your filter is going to delete all of that information. So you can't even get to the point of where you can recall facts that match up with your belief system because, first of all, you don't believe it. So your internal representation is not allowing you to watch the video and then take the information from that video and to manifest that in real life because, again, your filter is based on your belief system. So anything that it doesn't agree with within the 11 million bits of information that it gets from social media, Instagram, reading a book, it's not going to even process that as part of your 50 to 100 bits of information. It's just going to throw it away. So you can see how changing your internal representation will allow you to manifest the life that you desire because then your brain is going to start to filter based on what your internal representation is. So like whatever you think internally is going to start to manifest externally. That's kind of how it works. So you can see how making the shift in one of these areas of your life is going to give you the life that you desire. So your internal representation basically equals your behaviors that manifest as an external event. Does that make sense? So like there's this thing called the reticular activator. And think about experience that you might have. Let's do that real fast. So based on the reticular activator, when you want to buy a car, you go to the car lot or you look it up on like the computer or something, your brain is going to start to filter for this particular car. Think about your own experience. Like when you were about to buy a car or you want to do anything, let's use a car for an example. Like I bought my car, I created it and I put it on my vision board. So everywhere I went, I would see this car all the time because my brain is filtering for that particular car because now I have set a goal that I want this car. You see what I mean? So your internal representation or your internal obstacle or whatever it is now focusing on that car. So now you see this car everywhere you go. So your own experience, whatever it is, car, school, or whatever it was, you see it pop up all the time. The reticular activator is part of that filter that's in the system. And so that's why you have to program this filter to create the life that you desire because now everything that fits in that filter is going to start manifesting because now you're only going to feed your internal, based on your subconscious mind, what is going to need to manifest this in reality. That's what the filter does. And so like your internal representation needs to be programmed in a way so you can manifest the life that you desire. I hope this is making sense.
Ever wished you had the opportunity to buy a stock like Facebook, Amazon, or Netflix before it went public or was able to get shares in companies like VC firms and angel investors? Well, here's your chance. Go to investfar.com/invest and reserve a position. For the next 1 to 3 months, InvestFAR is allowed a limited number of low-cost shares be available for friends, family, and its community per SEC regulations before it goes public. Imagine being able to 1,000x or 10,000x your investment, like the top 5%. With exclusive opportunities such as this, positions are limited and the window of time is short. Don't miss your chance. That's INV, as in Victor, ESTFAR.com/invest.
Most of the time, people don't reach a success level in life because they're not creating enough external events to reach it. So again, back to what I'm saying, if you don't have enough business opportunities, if you want to have a job, if you don't change the career to where you're making enough money, you have to create these external events in order to achieve this lifestyle. So like monetarily, you got to do something, whether it be flip 10 houses. You got to believe you can flip the 10 houses or start the business and your business is making 1 million revenue. You got to believe that you can do this. Most of the time, people lack success due to the fact that people don't have the purpose or I would say the drive or the reason behind why they're trying to even achieve whatever this is. Like you can be like, I want to make $1 million or I want to do this. I want to do this. But what's the purpose? Like, what's your why behind doing that? So like you have to train the brain to do all of these different things. And the main reason you're able to do this is because you have to have a particular purpose behind why you're even trying to achieve any of this. Like if you're like, okay, well, I want $1 million. Your brain is not understanding why you want $1 million. Like what's the purpose of $1 million? So you can't even begin to program your internal representation or your belief system because there's no purpose behind wanting $1 million. You're just like, I want a Bugatti. Why do you want a Bugatti? How are you going to get the Bugatti? What's the purpose behind the Bugatti in the first place? What's the tool or vehicle you're going to use to get the Bugatti? A Bugatti, and you know, one thing behind the secret, they always say, you don't have to know why you want a particular thing. You just got to know you want it. That's great and all. But in order for you to even get that part or even get to that point of where you manifest that, you have to be able to make the money to get that in the first place, if that makes sense. So I think the main thing that people should be trying to figure out is like, what's your purpose in life, first of all? So once you figure out what your purpose in life is, and it's not to have kids, it's not to just come here and get a job and do the same thing. Like everyone has a purpose in life. I was looking at something the other day that said there's 40 million planets that are like Earth in our galaxy. That is wild. And there's 8 billion people on this planet. There's 305 million people in the U.S. And you're one of them if you live in the U.S. But overall, in the grand scheme of things, you're one in 8 billion. And I think there's something like, you know, when it comes to like reproductive, I think sperm travels, I think it's like, well, I don't know, man. I don't know these numbers, but like 10,000 or 100,000 travel and only one reaches the egg. That's something crazy. Like if you think about what I just said in the grand scheme of things, if you bring in metaphysics, like, come on, man. Like you have to be here for a specific reason. You're just not here to have a baby and make your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend happy. Like that ain't it. I'm sorry to burst her bubble, your bubble, or his bubble, but like, you ain't here to just make your significant other happy. Like, that don't even make sense. Ideally, you do that in a process of figuring out what your purpose is and fulfilling that. But again, you're here for a specific reason. And so once you identify what your purpose is and your why could be to make sure that your family's taken care of and that you can take trips, but like, that ain't your purpose in life. And so just because you have a why and say you want $1 million and you go out here and you start a business and you're good at that business, that doesn't mean that's what your purpose is. So you're probably more likely going to hate that business because it's not in line with why you're here in the first place. So a lot of times people that make this crazy amount of money or reach these certain pinnacles in life is because they figured out what their purpose is and their purpose is in line with what they want to do with their why as well. So like if you figure out what your purpose is, that's going to obviously give you the money to support your why. But it's also going to be so much easier for you to fulfill this business. I'm not saying it's going to be like easy, but what I'm saying is if you identify what your purpose is and then you start to walk in whatever those steps are, a lot of things are going to just fall into place. It's called synchronicity. So once you realize what that is, everything is going to just be a lot easier with fulfilling that purpose. You're going to also make a lot more money because now you're going to have passion behind it. you're not going to get tired of doing it. You're going to do it all day, every single day, because you know that's what your purpose is, and you're going to have the resources and things to do it. That doesn't mean you're not going to be tired, but it's like, as a kid, like if you're trying to make your kid play sports, if he wants to play football and you make him play basketball, he's going to burn out. He's not going to want to play basketball just because he's good at playing basketball. If that's not what he wants to do and he wants to play football, by the time he is able to make his own decision, he's going to drop. He's going to stop. He's going to be like, I don't want to play basketball. He could be the next LeBron James because of his like athleticism. But if that's not what he wants to do, if that's not what his purpose is and he wants to play football, he's going to be like, I don't want to do it. Even though I'm good at it, I'm not going to do it. He's going to focus on football when he has a chance and he can make his own decision. That's what I'm saying. So when you figure out what your purpose is, it just makes life that much easier because you're going to be able to do it effortlessly and you're going to enjoy doing it. You're going to wake up in the morning and roll out of bed and want to do it. If it's something that like, again, like you don't want to play ball, you want to play football, you're not going to want to go to practice. You can be like, nah, man, when you wake up in the morning and you go to the job that you hate, you're not going to want to go to that job. You're not going to want to put in 110% effort when it comes to that job. So that's kind of what I'm saying. Like knowing what your purpose is and knowing what your why is two different things. Like kids, family, traveling, that's cool. But what's your why for existing? That's what you got to figure out. And that kind of goes back to what your purpose is. Not your why, but your purpose. So kind of like in order to shift your reality, you need to shift your thoughts, which changes your belief system. And then that will in turn change your world. And in order for you to do that, you got to change your internal representation. And by doing that, it's going to create more external events. And then you're going to be able to manifest this life that you desire. So like to pull it back in, like what I'm saying, think about your internal representation, right? And if you want to change your internal representation, it would make sense for you to subscribe to this channel because then you'll get more information on how to do that versus trying to figure out and wing it and Google it and things like that. So like, if you think about what would be the best way to change my filter, the best way to change your filter would be to, what are you feeding it? What are you feeding your filter? What are you looking at on Instagram? What are you watching on YouTube? How are you spending the majority of your time? You know what I mean? That will be the first step in changing your internal representation and changing their internal obstacle, which is this little dude on your shoulder telling you to do something that's opposite of what you should be doing to reach this external events that you need to have. Start by doing that. Start by changing what you're doing on a daily basis, what you're doing as far as, you know, I always say do one thing a day towards your goal, whatever that is, whether it be riding in the car, listening to a podcast, but you know, none of that stuff even matters. Like I said, if you're getting 11 million bits of information and your filter is filtering out based on your belief system, I mean, then you're screwed because it doesn't even matter what you're watching at that point in time because it's not aligning with what your internal representation or your belief system is. So it's going to be very limited in what it feeds that filter, right? So, you know what I mean? Start by changing those internal and external obstacles first. And that's by changing your internal representation. And by doing so, man, I hope that is going to be the thing that helps you manifest the life you desire. It's not going to be an overnight thing. Like it took me a long time, maybe a year or 2 years, not to change my internal representation, but to get my filter to where it's only giving me information that I need to, you know, fulfill my purpose in life. And that goes back to what I'm doing now by doing this podcast or by creating products. And so now basically anyone that knows me, anyone that comes into my life, they might be there temporarily, but they're coming to give me something, right? And if they're not coming to give me something, they're coming to give me something I can learn from, whether it be a relationship that doesn't work out, whether it be a friendship that dies out, whether it be a trip that I take and something might, you know, happen during that trip. These are all for the benefit of changing up my filter. These are all for the benefit of fulfilling my purpose because my filter has been changed. So now I'm only going to get stuff that makes sense for me to be able to manifest the life that I desire. So I hope you guys found this helpful. And if so, hit the like button and share it with some, you know, some friends or like, you know what I mean? Anybody, if you want to have different external events, change the people that are in your circle that could also help change some of the events that you're having on the outside to manifest and create the life that you desire. All right, guys, see you in the next video.